Thank you, guys. I want to get started with a quick prayer. So if you join me in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Jesus, today we pray for the gift of purity so we can be free to love, and we entrust our time together to Our Lady as we pray, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. St. Joseph, pray for us in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Now, to get started, I need a guy volunteer from the audience. I need a good, big, you in the black. That'll work. Come on down. Give him a hand. Come on up here. Come on down. Come on down. Now, what's your name? Kevin. Good to meet you, Kevin. Now, Kevin, do you know what the talk is about today?
Chastity?
Yes. Yeah, it's a chastity talk, so we got to cover issues like how far is too far to go with a girl on a date, you know, stuff like that. So what Kevin and I are going to do for you is he and I are actually going to show you guys how far is too far to go on a date, all right? And so he's excited. In order to do this, I'm going to be the guy. Kevin's going to be the girl, okay? Now, Kevin's clearly not a very pretty girl, but that's a good thing. We can change that. We'll get you prettied up a little bit, so we'll see. We'll start with this. Why don't you put that on? There you go. Yeah, it's a tag goes in the back. There you go. It's going to be a bad hair day. There you go. And you just tug it down. There, look at you. Lady Gaga. Now, I've never dated a Kevin before. We got to give you a name change. You could be anything. You could be like a Trixie or what are you feeling? Rhonda. Okay, Rhonda's going to be. So now, Rhonda and I, we decide to go for a date, right? So we go for a date to the Grand Canyon. So let's say the canyon's here. I start thinking out, how far do you think I can get my beloved Rhonda here to the edge of the Grand Canyon without actually throwing him off the Grand Canyon? And so there's only one way to find how far we can go, so I've got to pick you up into my arms, right? Okay, so you just hold on to your left hand.
Right here.
There we go. Now let's see, now how far can we go to the edge? Let's find out. Let's see, can we go, don't get fresh. Now, how far can we go? Can we go further?
No.
Okay. Oh, come on, a little further?
No.
Should I drop him? Yes? Okay, no, won't drop you. Take a seat, give him a hand. Good job, Kevin. Thank you very much. Good man. Good sport. Now, what's the point of the whole dumb thing? The point of that is this, that no guy is going to go on a date with a girl thinking, well, how far can we go before I kill her? You know, you don't ask. But in high school, you know, this is the question we had about girls. I mean, how far can you go with a girl? I mean, really, can we do this with her? Can we do that with her? And I remember growing up, you'd hear these sex talks, you know, where someone gets up there, and they'd be like, sex is bad, sex is dirty, you're gonna die. And I was like, what? It's like all this guilt and fear and all they try to do is scare you, and you know it's useless. You know it doesn't work. And I remember, you're kind of left there thinking, so what? So basically all God cares about my love life is making sure I don't go too far. But to prove to you that God has a plan, I was over in Boston, I met a guy named Kevin. Fell in love with a girl, they decided to get married. They go to church getting ready for the wedding. Priest is going through their paperwork. He said, hey, look at that. You guys got baptized in the same church when you're babies. I'm like, oh, that's cool, we didn't know that. He looked closer, he said, yep, you guys got baptized on the same day in the same church as babies. And they went to their parents' photo album, sure enough, found a picture. The two babies getting baptized together years before they'd ever meet again. So you never know what God's up to, and you might be sitting right next to your future spouse right now. Hmm? Yeah, sorry about that. Yeah. One spouse per person. Now, I didn't think though that God had this big plan for my relationship. So the relationships that I got in tended to be very physical very fast. I remember in high school, I was with this girl and came to the point and I had asked myself, okay, well, should I give this girl my virginity? And I thought, well, I've already known her for 3 days. And I could hear the voice in me. It said, Jason, this gift is not for her. It's for me. Please wait for me. And we cooled things down. I was able to hold on my virginity. I know some of you are virgins, some of you are not. Frankly, I don't care what's happened in the past. I mean, I care. For those of you who are virgins, I say good for you. I've got right here what's considered to be the most comprehensive sex research ever done. It's about 700 pages. And what they found, yes, someone had a lot of free time, but what they found on page 503 is that people who get married as virgins have a divorce rate that's about 70% lower than those who won't wait for marriage. Now, some people think, well, that's great, Jason, but look, I'm not a virgin. Or I had my virginity taken from me. Does that mean I'll have some messed up marriage? You like me, pretty sick, all the divorce? We were to high school in Washington. After the talk, a junior came up. He said, Jason, I know what you mean about divorce. He said, Jason, my dad's on his 9th marriage.